Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm Representative Bob Goodlatte, searching for acorn behind the woodpile. The congressional director may say that Bob Goodlatte is the elected representative from Virginia's 6th District. And now, thanks to the drift of time and the Republican seizure of control of the U.S. Congress, he is also chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Regardless of what the director says, Goodlatte is quickly proving he may have been elected by Virginians, but he's really the representative of the Fox News, Tea People, and right-wing wacko Congress caucus in this branch of Congress. In a face-off with the Obama administration, Goodlatte is having a bully boy tantrum because he and his peeps want to see the records of how the $36.6 billion in bailout money given to J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and other banks was really spent. He says he's concerned that the department may be systematically subverting Congress's budget authority by using settlements to funnel money to activist groups. Justice Department is telling Goodlatte that they are still reviewing his request. My, oh my, what could he be talking about? Well, has any other group other than Acorn, its affiliates, and even associates been banned by budget amendments to one congressional appropriation after another over the last 5-6 years? I spoke too soon in 2014 when it seemed that clearer and calmer heads were finally laying off the coup de grace and kicking Acorn's dead horse. Now that the Republicans have control of both houses of Congress, once again they've added the banned Acorn funding amendments to budget bills. The Fox News screamers and blogging crews have long pushed the fabrication that money was going to Acorn and its allies from the bailout, to which, whenever I've been asked, I've answered plainly, I wish. That is particularly true, and they've claimed that we've gotten billions from the bailout. Yeehaw! The excitement comes from a provision in a settlement that banks could allocate funds to groups involved in foreclosure relief, statement, abatement, and housing loan counseling that had been approved by HUD. Certainly, it is true that Acorn Housing had been one of the top HUD-certified housing counseling agencies before the conservative attacks on Acorn, and it is equally true that as rebranded from Acorn Housing Corporation to Affordable Housing Centers, HUD had certified them as okay and not banned under the initial anti-Acorn family resolutions. Sadly, AHC could still not survive the storm, even hiding behind pillar and post, and threw in the towel years ago, giving the haters another pelt on their wall. Still, it continues as craven, undisciplined, unprincipled politicians unable or unwilling to legislate successfully in the interest of their constituents simply throw more red meat to the lions as they try to manage their modern circus. Who might these HUD-certified groups be? Well, they are legion, which may be what is baffling Goodlatte. HUD and Secretary Julian Castro make it easy. Just click on the website, and if you know your state, you can find all of the HUD-certified counseling agencies in your area. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau also lets you find one by zip code. Is any of this new for large settlements anyway? Of course not. Any lawyer could tell Goodlatte and the Foxes that Cypre provisions are common in all class actions where leftover money is given to groups dedicated to the relief of such injustices when individuals cannot be located to receive the resources. Wait, what dope am I smoking? I'm trying to respond to crazy politics and politicians with rational truth, and that never works. So, hey, Post Office Box 3924, zip code 70177. Send the billions care of me, and I'll deal with the Goodlatte demagogues and Fox News haters all day and night. No problem. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.